Target has been through a lot of turmoil these last few months. Of course, there was that cyber attack on customer credit card data, one of the largest in retail history. But that's not Target's biggest problem or the only reason. Its chief executive announced he was stepping down yesterday. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter explains.
Late last year, cyber thieves snagged the credit and debit account data of at least 40 million Target customers. Sounds pretty bad, right? But apparently, it's not instant grounds for firing a CEO.
The data breach is happening in at least 20 retail companies, and the CEOs are not being fired over it.
That's retail analyst Howard Davidowitz. He says Target CEO Greg Steinhoffel probably could have survived the data breach alone, but he and his team also botched Target's entry into Canada, opening too many stores too fast.
I don't think any CEO can survive a 1-2 punch like that, nor should they.
The Canada snafu cost Target nearly $1 billion last year alone. The cyber attack? Not clear yet. Some analysts estimate it could cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars. Aviva Leighton is a security analyst with Gartner Research. Leighton says it appears that as few as 10% of the customers affected by the data breach said yes to Target's free credit monitoring offer.
If everybody was really paranoid about this, they would definitely take them up on that offer.
Next year, Target will offer a new kind of payment technology that's supposed to be less vulnerable to data theft. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter in St. Paul.